10% in response to an anti-tariff ad running in Ontario, something he called a, quote, hostile act. The BBC's Chris Barrow has that story.
President Trump says he's imposing an additional 10% tariff on Canadian goods in the wake of a row over an advert about tariffs that angered him. The US abruptly halted trade talks with Canada on Thursday in response to the advert, which featured excerpts from a speech in 1987 by the former President Ronald Reagan. It warned tariffs hurt every American worker and consumer.
Meanwhile, the president is in Asia in an effort to de-escalate the trade war with China.
The president is in Malaysia to attend the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit, or the ASEAN. But first,
President Trump will participate in a bilateral meeting with the prime minister of Malaysia in the afternoon.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says in the evening, Trump will attend a working dinner with the ASEAN leaders. The next stop in Trump's Asia trip will be Tokyo, Monday. He'll meet with Japan's new prime minister Tuesday, and then on Wednesday and Thursday, he will be in South Korea for the APEC, or the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Hurricane Melissa is now a Category 3. While it's not expected to make landfall in the U.S., it is being forecasted to have a devastating impact in Jamaica. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak has more on that.
Jamaica estimated wind gusts 80 to up to 130 miles per hour, and rainfall all the way through Tuesday night could be in feet, not inches, in addition to storm surge.
Day 25 of the government shutdown, many federal workers are working without a paycheck. CBS News Dallas reporter Marvin Hurst has more.
The Bipartisan Policy Center estimates that around 670,000 non-essential government workers are furloughed. Right now, 730,000 essential workers are still on the job without a paycheck.
The Senate adjourned and won't return until Monday afternoon, leaving the shutdown to stretch into next week. At least four people were shot just after 9 p.m. on Saturday night at a Pennsylvania university. CBS News Philadelphia's Ross DeMattea reports.
This is homecoming weekend at Lincoln University, and there was an event called the Yard Fest taking place when the gunfire broke out. The school is located on Baltimore Pike in western Chester County, about 50 miles from Philadelphia.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have even the World Series with Game 2 win over the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 5-1. Dodgers players Will Smith and Max Muncy provided solo home runs during the victory. Game 3 is set for Monday in Los Angeles. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look lip, please. I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The government shutdown has voters thinking about a third political party.
For this voter, the problem in politics now is simple.
Both parties stand up and blatantly lie to your face. I would love to see a third option.
62% in a recent Gallup poll echoed that. Enter political scientist Lee Drutman.
We've just fundamentally got to change how we do elections.
He's pushing for proportional representation with ranked choice voting.
It would open up a more dynamic and creative political space where more people felt their votes mattered, less gridlock, more participation, and more people feeling that there's somebody in Congress who represents them.
But the people in Congress now would have to make those changes. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Labubu craze is coming to the streets of New York City. Pop Mart, the company that owns Labubu, announced they'll be part of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Fans will see 16-foot-tall fuzzy inflatables coming down Central Park West. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Partly sunny for your Sunday, a high in the upper 50s. and more sun on Monday, a high in the mid-50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Attracted to you. Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dressed in their summer clothes. stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show, a great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Can't be like the night in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Without you, and I'm telling you. You're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. around.
I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round.
I get around.
WRJN. We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
There's a whole generation take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, 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 ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
Hey, la, ni, ding, dong, na, lang, na, lang, na, lang,
shaboom,
ba, do, ba, do, ba, do, ba, ba. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you shaboom shaboom? Do you shaboom shaboom? Do you shaboom shaboom, sweetheart?
WRJN.
Drops.
Queens hustlers. The Bowery got hit bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim a Walker. He a pool shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a pool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit in the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom made for you. Hey, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Hurricane Melissa is not only up to a Category 3, but it's expected to be Jamaica's most powerful storm in history. BBC's Chris Barrow has more.
Jamaica is bracing itself as Hurricane Melissa bears down, with fears it could become the strongest hurricane to hit the island in more than 35 years. The storm is moving slowly through the Caribbean and strengthening significantly as it approaches Jamaica.
President Trump announced he has paused all trade negotiations with Canada over a TV ad that used President Ronald Reagan's words criticizing tariffs. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides reports Canada is pulling the ad so the trade talks can resume.
The Canadian ad features parts of a 1987 radio address by President Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs.
Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
The Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, was behind the multi-million dollar ad buy.
It's real because it was coming from the best president the country's ever